belonged on the jury. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your compassions toward us. Thank you for your blessings in our lives. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for all that you have done in our lives. Thank you for helping us in our helplessness. Thank you for your strength that is upholding us. Thank you for defending us. Thank you for fighting for us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for new opportunities you're bringing our ways. Thank you for new doors you're opening unto us. Thank you for bringing to pass your promises for our lives. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making all things so work together for our good. Thank you for sending helpers into our lives. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for equipping us with strength to conquer the forces of darkness that were once stronger than us. Thank you for giving us dominion over the powers of darkness and over all witchcraft. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for destroying the plans of the enemy that were against us. Thank you, Lord, for destroying the works of darkness, the weapons of darkness, the arrows of darkness that were fashioned against us. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your peace and joy that is always prevailing in our hearts and minds. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the answers we have gotten to our prayers. And we thank you because as we pray here tonight, you will answer us again. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for meeting us at the point of our needs. Thank you, Lord, for making sure that we do not lack any good thing. Thank you for always blessing us with enough provisions. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Father, we are here in your presence to seek your face, to worship you, and to pray. We ask that you hear us from your throne tonight in Jesus' name. Do not allow us to seek you in vain. Do not allow us to wait upon you in vain. Hearken to our voices and answer our prayers. Bless us beyond our imaginations. Show us mercy and help us. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do more than we have asked. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs right now. And after that, we will start to pray with prayer points. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. Ashamed of days as old as you are. As old as you are, you will never change. You will never change. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. Ancient of days, ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Hallelujah. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war, your mercies endure forever and ever, O praise His holy name. Hallelujah, the Lord of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war. Your mercies and your right forever and ever. Oh, praise His holy name. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Jesus. We are grateful, oh Lord. For your mercies, we are grateful, oh Lord. For your goodness, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are heirs of the Father. We are joint heirs. We are joint heirs with the Son. We are children. We are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are one. We are heirs. We are heirs of the Father. We are joint hands with the Son. Amen. We are children of the kingdom. We are family. We are one. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Unto Jesus be the glory. Great things He has done. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done. Greater things He will do. Unto the Lord be the glory. Great things He has done. Oh, great things He has done greater things. He will do unto the Lord. Be the glory, great things He has done. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, 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 Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, we bow before your throne. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. We bow before your throne. We worship at your feet. We bow before your throne. You are the glorious God. You are the Lord, Most High. You are the Lord. You are the Lord, Most High. You are the Lord,
you are the Lord.
You are the Lord, Most High. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. Most High, you are the Lord.
You do wonders. You do wonders, Most High, you do wonders. You do wonders, Most High, you do wonders.
You walk miracles.
You walk miracles. Most High, you walk miracles. You walk miracles. Most High, you walk miracles.
Because you're the Lord.
You are the Lord. Most High, you are the Lord. King of the universe, you are the Lord. Most High, you are the Lord.
Great grace, great grace is given unto me. Great grace is given unto me, Lord Jesus, my Savior. Have given me the grace right now. I have dominion over all things. Great grace. Great grace is given unto me. Great grace is given unto me, Lord Jesus, my Savior, has given me the grace. Right now, I have dominion over all things. I've got the power in the name of Jesus. I've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, I shall not be defeated. I've got the power in the name of the Lord. I've got the power. I've got the power in the name of Jesus. I've got the power in the name of the Lord. Though Satan rages, I shall not be defeated. I've got the power in the name of the Lord. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is, yes, a miracle worker. Lord is a glorious God. I will praise him. I will praise him. I will praise him forever. I will praise Jesus. I will praise him. I will praise him. I will praise him forevermore. I cannot do without him. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you, oh Lord. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you, Lord. I cannot do without you, oh Lord. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh Lord. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh Lord. Have faith in God. He's on his throne. Have faith in God. He watches over his own. He cannot fail. He must prevail. Have faith in God. Have faith in God.
Have faith in God.
Have faith in God.
He's on his throne.
He's on his throne. Have faith in God. He watches over his own. He cannot fail. He must prevail. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Jesus is the answer for our world today. Above him there is no God. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer forward today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer forward today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way.
Jesus is the answer forward today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. You walk in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my guide. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. God will make a way. God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He walks in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for us. He will be our guide. Hold us closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way. Jesus, the Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Jesus, the Lamb of God, worthy is your name. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, glory, alleluia. Glory, alleluia. Glory, alleluia. Praise the Lord. The blood of Jesus can never lose its power. It can never, ever. The blood of Jesus can never lose its power. It can never, ever lose its power. Hallelujah, the blood of Jesus can never lose its power.
It can never.
It can never, never ever, never ever. The blood of Jesus can never lose its power. It can never, ever lose its power. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Oh, hallelujah, Hosanna. 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 Hallelujah, Hosanna.
Begin to worship and bless His name. Begin to praise Him. Praise the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Praise the Almighty God. The awesome God, the King of Glory. Praise Him. He is the wonderful God, magnificent God. Praise Him. El Shaddai, we praise you. Elohim, we praise you. King of Kings, we praise you. Ancient of Days, we praise you. Rock of Ages, we praise you. Bright and morning star, we praise you. The Lord strong and mighty. You are the Lord mighty in battles. The one who was and is to come. We praise you, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. The Lord of hosts, we praise you. You are the first and the last, the beginning and the ending, the Alpha and the Omega. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. Self-sufficient God, we praise you. All-sufficient God, we praise you. Mighty healer, mighty redeemer, mighty restorer, mighty God, we worship you. You are the Lord who is so full of mercy, so full of light, so full of righteousness. You are the most holy God. the most high God. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. We praise you, Father. You reign from everlasting to everlasting. You make impossible things possible. We praise you, everlasting God. You are the firstborn among the dead. You are the resurrection and life. You're the we, the truth, and the life. Blessed be your holy name. You reverse irreversible things. You change unchangeable things. You do great and mighty works. You control times and seasons. We praise you, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank the Lord with this prayer. You're going to say, thank you, Father. For your interventions in my life and situations. Say thank you, Father, for your interventions in my life and situations. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say thank you, Father, for not forsaking me. Thank you for not leaving me alone to fix my problems. Thank you for stepping into my situations to do your works, to help and deliver me. Continue to thank him like that. Say, thank you, Father, for your interventions in my life. Thank you for your interventions in my environment. Thank you for your interventions in my career, in my calling. Thank you for stepping into my situations to help and deliver me. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yes, you're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for pulling me out of activities of darkness. I thank you, Father, for pulling me out of oppression of darkness. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say thank you, Father, for rescuing me from the hands of those that are stronger than I am. Thank you for rescuing me from terrible powers, deadly powers of darkness. Thank you for pulling me out of prisons of darkness. Thank you for pulling me out of satanic captivities and demonic activities. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for making me successful in everything that I do. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for making me so successful in everything that I do. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Lord, for making me to succeed in the things that I do. Thank you for giving me success. Thank you for giving me success. Thank you for giving me success. Continue to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for making me successful in the things I lay my hands upon, in the things that I do. Thank you for making me successful. Thank you for terminating failures in my life. Continue to thank him that way. Say, Father, thank you for removing failures from my life. Thank you for giving me good success. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, send help from your sanctuary. Send help from your throne into my life. Say, Father, send help from your throne. Send help from your sanctuary into my life, into my situations. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, send me help, even the help that I need right now. Release the help now in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, send me help. Send me help from your throne. Send me help from your sanctuary. Send me help from your throne. Right now, in the name of Jesus, send help into my life, even the helps that I need now, the helps that I need in my body, in my soul, in my spirit. Oh Lord, send the helps now. In the name of Jesus, send help to me, because my trust is in you, O Lord. Send help into my life, for I cannot do without you, for I cannot succeed without you. For I cannot move forward without you. Father, send help into my life right now. In the name of Jesus. I believe you're praying like that. Send me help, O Lord, from your sanctuary, from your throne. You said I should come boldly before your throne of grace, and I will find help in times of need. Say, Father, I come before your throne of grace right now. Send your help into my life. Send your help into my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every darkness that surrounds my life and is blocking God's help from locating me. Let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them all. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray. In the name of Jesus, let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every darkness that surrounds me to block those helps from reaching me, to stop God's helps from getting to me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all. Destroy them all. Destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, begin to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every presence of darkness in my life, in my environment, in my dwelling place that is blocking God's help from reaching me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to put your right hand on your head. Place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every garment of darkness that Satan has worn on me. Every garment of darkness that the enemy has worn on me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy the garment. Destroy the hero garment. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every evil garment the enemy has worn upon me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, destroy them now. Begin to pray, begin to say, I command those garments to catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Every evil garment, witchcraft garment, satanic garment, demonic garment that have been worn upon me, catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now. In the name of Jesus, praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive power and fire to rise above every limitation the enemy has set on my life, calling, and destiny. You're going to say, I receive fire and power to rise above every limitation the enemy has set on my life, calling, and destiny. Open your mouth and pray like God. Jehende kiki hash shalash degala. And teko hablash degala. I receive fire. I receive power. I receive fire. I receive power to rise above every limitation the enemy has set on my life, on my calling, on my ministry, on my destiny, on my spiritual gift. I receive fire and power to rise above all those limitations right now in the name of Jesus. I receive fire and power to break into pieces every limitation of darkness that is stopping my progress. I receive fire and power to break them in pieces right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. The Bible says, fire goeth forth before the Lord and consumes his foes on every side. And the same scripture says, the mountains melt like wax before the Lord. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, appear before me and begin to level every mountain of the enemy that is blocking my progress. You're going to say, Father, appear before me and begin to melt every mountain of darkness blocking my movement to the next higher level. Open your mouth and pray like God. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, appear before me, appear before the mountains that are standing before me, and melt those mountains right now. In the name of Jesus, every mountain of darkness that is stopping my progress to the next higher level, Almighty God, appear now and melt them. Melt them. For the mountains melt like wax before the Lord. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. continue to feel it out. Say, Father, appear before me right now and melt every mountain of darkness, stopping my progress to the next higher level. Oh, Lord of hosts, melt them now. Melt them now. Level them. Level those mountains. Let the mountains become plain right now in the name of Jesus. Let every mountain before me become plain right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Let every mountain before me melt at the presence of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, manifest your power in my life and let new things emerge from the midst of my life. Say, Father, manifest your power in my life and let new things emerge from the midst of my life. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray like that. Manifest your power. Say, Father, I want to tell a new story. I want to tell a new story. Manifest your power in my life. And let new things emerge from the midst of my life. Say, Father, I want to see your glory in my life. Manifest your power. Let your power do new things. Let your power create new things in my life. Let your power do new miracles. Let your power do new things in my life. In the name of Jesus, I want to share new testimonies. I want to tell a new story. Oh Lord, manifest your power in my life. And let new things happen. Let new things happen. Let new things happen. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, establish your power in my life. And let that power begin to draw favor into my life. Say, Father, establish your power in my life. And let your power begin to draw favor into my life from every corner of the world, from every place on earth. Let your power begin to draw favor into my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, establish your power in my life. Plant your power in my life. Establish your power in my life. And let that power begin to draw favor into my life. Let that power begin to magnetize favor from every corner of the world into my life. In the name of Jesus, establish your power. Establish your power. Establish your power in my life. And let that power draw favor into my life. In the name of Jesus, let everyone that sees me show me favor. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let the ladder that will take me from where I am to the height that you have prepared for me appear in my life right now. Say, Father, let the ladder that will take me from where I am now to the height you have prepared for me, let that ladder, that divine ladder, divine staircase, let it appear now in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Let the ladder appear right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus, the divine ladder, the divine staircase that will take me from where I am now to the height you want me to attain, to the height you have already prepared for me. Oh Lord, let that ladder appear in my life right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus, the ladder could come in form of an opportunity. Pray that you will see that opportunity, that it will find you. Continue to pray like that. The divine ladder that will take me into the glory that the Lord has prepared for me. Appear now in the name of Jesus. The divine staircase, the divine doorway that will take me into the platform of greatness that the Lord has ordained for me. Appear now before me. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Lishta haste ete shushte dega. Mehende tzi hoshi jana shte gana. Appear now before me. Appear now before me. Appear now before me. In the name of Jesus, the divine doorway, the divine staircase, the divine ladder that will take me into the height that God has prepared for me, appear now in my life. In the name of Jesus. Appear in my life right now in the name of Jesus. The opportunity that will take me into the height that God has prepared for me, appear now in the name of Jesus. Appear now in my life. Appear now in my life. In the name of Jesus. the relationships that will take me into the heights that God has ordained for me. Let those relationships begin to happen in my life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray? You're going to pray like this. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, let the hand of God destroy every control, every control system of darkness that is making me to do things that are not God's will for my life, that are not according to God's will for my life. Let the anger of God destroy them all. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to say in the name of Jesus, let the anger of God destroy every demonic control system, satanic control system that is making me to do things that are not according to God's will for my life. Every demonic control system that is making me to think things that are contrary to God's will for my life, let the anger of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, let the anger of God destroy them now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every satanic control system that is controlling my mind, controlling my thoughts, controlling my emotions, controlling my feelings, controlling my actions to make me do things that are contrary to the will of God, let God's anger consume them right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, baptize every organ in my body system. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, baptize every organ in my body system and destroy every sickness, weakness, infirmity. Then destroy every seed of darkness. Then open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to praise. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, baptize every organ in my body. Baptize every organ in my body. Baptize every organ in my body. And destroy whatever seed of darkness that is there right now. Baptize my blood. Fire of the Holy Ghost, baptize every tissue, every cell, bone, every joint, every organ, every part of my body, fire of the Holy Ghost, to baptize them now and begin to destroy sicknesses that are there, weaknesses that are there, infirmities that are there, diseases that are there. Right now, destroy them in the name of Jesus. Destroy every unwanted things in my body, everything in my body that is not wanted, that is not according to good health. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every evil work the enemy has done in their realms. Fought my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy those works right now. Every ritual the enemy has done, every blood sacrifices the enemy have done to hurt me, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all. Open your mouth and pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every sacrifice, blood sacrifices that have been done by the enemy, every ritual, every spell, every enchantment that have been done by the enemy to authorize evil in my life, to cause evil in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you all. And I believe you are praying. Every evil that have been done in the waters, done on the ground, done on mountain tops, every evil that have been done into the air, every evil that have been done in the graveyard, every evil work the enemy have done to make sure that evil happen to me, fire of the Holy Ghost, praise those works and destroy them all right now in the name of Jesus. Destroy the works right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. It is the will of God for you to possess your possessions. It is God's will for you to possess your possessions. So therefore, you are going to pray. You are going to say, in the name of Jesus, I possess my possessions by the power in the name of Jesus. Begin to say, I possess my possessions by the power in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, I possess my possessions, the blessings that belong. belongs to me. I possess them right now. The health that belongs to me, I possess them right now. The success that belongs to me, I possess them right now. The breakthroughs that belongs to me, I possess them right now. Begin to pray that. Say, in the name of Jesus, I possess my possession. I possess my possessions. I possess my possessions. Everything that Jesus has given to me through his death and resurrection, I possess them now. Continue to pray like that. Everything that Jesus has given to me, everything that Jesus has provided for me through his death and resurrection, I possess them now. I possess them now. Begin to say, I possess my healing. I possess my breakthroughs. I possess my prosperity. I possess my deliverance. I possess my victories right now in the name of Jesus. I possess my possessions by the power in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray this prayer. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, my faith shall not fail in the day of my divine visitation. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, my faith shall not fail in the day of my divine visitation. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. A lot of people missed their blessings because when the angel brought the blessing, their faith was not alive anymore. Their faith was not active anymore. They have already lost faith. Pray and say, my faith shall not fail in the day of my divine visitation. Continue to pray now. My faith shall not fail in the day of my divine visitation. My faith shall not fail in the day of my divine visitation. Thank you, Lord. In the day that the Lord would visit me to change my life. In the day that the Lord would visit me to bless me. My faith shall not fail in that day. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to open your Bibles to the book of I sign. Isaiah 61. Verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Yeah, we stopped at the operations of God in the head. The operations of God in the head. And we mentioned about prophecy or prophesying as one of those operations of God in the head. And I say that the Spirit of God wants to prophesy through many Christians at this time. The Spirit of God wants to speak through us. He wants to speak out his messages, his truth through our mouths, so that the people can be revived and saved, delivered, healed, transformed. Yeah, so we're still going to pray some prayers concerning prophesying, how God wants to use you to prophesy, how God wants to give prophetic messages to the world through your mouth. Now, another thing that you need to take note of is intercession. If the Spirit of the Lord God is going to prophesy through you, you must be an intercessor. You must be an intercessor. And who is an intercessor? An intercessor is a righteous Christian that stands in the gap between God and people, begging God to touch the people. That is, the intercessor goes to God on behalf of the people, begging God, pleading with God, asking God to help the people, to touch the people, to save the people, to deliver the people, to transform the lives of the people. Yeah, and this intercessor must be pure and holy. You cannot stand in the gap for people that are in darkness. If you are also in darkness, you cannot stand in the gap for people that are in sin, that God will save them from their sins. If you are also committing the same sin or committing sin, yeah, so that is the definition of an intercessor. So if you are not an intercessor, God will not be able to trust you with prophetic messages for people, if you are not interceding for the people, God will not be able to give you prophetic instructions and messages for those people. Yeah, so that is why you must be an intercessor if you want to be included in the ministry of prophecy of the Holy Spirit in these last days. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me an intercessor that is able to bring down those intervisions from heaven for men. You're going to say, Father, make me an intercessor that is able to bring down God's interventions, bring down God's helps from heaven for men, for mankind. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, make me an intercessor. Make me into an intercessor that is able to intercede for nations, for souls, for sinners, for families, for communities, for churches, for schools, for students, for children, for young men and women, for the youths, for every soul on earth. Say, oh Lord, make me into such intercessor that is able to stand in your presence, praying for nations, praying for people, even people I do not know, even people that I have no relationship with. Make me such intercessor right now, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Make me into an intercessor that is able to spend hours in the place of prayer, pleading with God on behalf of people all over the world. Make me into an intercessor that is able to draw help from heaven for people to receive. Change me into an intercessor that is able to bring down revival from heaven into nations, that all men can come to know the Lord and serve the Lord alone. Oh Lord, change me into such intercessor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. An intercessor is someone who is very selfless, someone who really pray for him or herself. Yeah, someone who prays for others more than he or she would pray for him or herself. That is an intercessor. That is an intercessor. Yeah, so you cannot be an intercessor if you love yourself so much, if you care for yourself so much. In fact, an intercessor would have spent a lot of hours praying for others before he or she would remember he or she had not prayed for himself or herself. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make me to become selfless in my prayer life. Make me to pray more for others than for myself. To make me to become selfless in my prayer life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Some people, when they are being asked to pray for others, they lose motivation. They get tired. But when they are being asked to pray for themselves, they would have a lot of energy to pray. But when it comes to praying for others, that is when they get so tired. That is very wrong. Yeah. In fact, you must put more energy into praying for others than to pray for yourself, than in praying for yourself. Yeah, because the kingdom of God is established on selflessness. Yeah, everything about God's kingdom is selfless. Everything about God Himself is selfless. So you must be selfless in your prayer life. Begin to say, Father, make me to become selfless in my prayer life. Help me to pray more for others than for myself. Yeah, continue to pray like that. Say, Father, help me to pray more for others than for myself. Help me to pray more for families, for nations, for souls of men all over the world. Help me to pray more for others than for myself. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. I believe you have prayed like that. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Oh, Mr. Brain. To correctly do the work of intercession, you must fully understand the problems in this generation, that the problems that are in the lives of people, you must fully understand what the kingdom of darkness are doing to enslave people, to destroy people's lives, to destroy people's destinies. So you must know the problems, and you must know the enemy, causing the problems, or the root of the problems. Yeah, so that when you are praying, your prayers become powerful. So you must be able to discern that the activities of darkness that is going on in the disciples, going on in this generation to destroy lives. And you must be able to pray against those activities directly. You must be able to direct your prayers against the roots of the problems that are in people's lives. That is how to do intercessions. So you need the Holy Spirit to open your eyes to see what exactly is going on before you pray for people. You need to know what exactly is going on in their lives. Not what you think is going on in their lives, but what exactly is going on. Yeah. Not what you feel is going on, but what God reveals to you. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes to see and understand the powers of darkness and the operations of such powers that have enslaved my generation. Say, Father, open my eyes to see the powers, the forces of darkness, and the things they are doing to enslave the generation of mankind, to oppress, to destroy the generation of mankind, so that I will know how to intercede correctly, so that I will know how to pray for people correctly. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, open my eyes to see and understand the creatures of darkness, the powers and forces of darkness, and the things they are doing day and night to destroy lives, to pollute lives, to corrupt lives, to enslave lives. Oh Lord, open my eyes to see and understand in the name of Jesus, so that I will be able to pray effectively for the salvation of my generation. So that I will be able to pray effectively for the deliverance of mankind in the name of Jesus. So that I'll be able to pray effectively for your interventions in the lives of people. Oh Lord, give me discernment that will enable me to know the powers of darkness and the operations that is enslaving this generation. Open my eyes, O Lord. Make me to discern these things in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, intercession intercessory prayers. Ask the Lord to do it. Burdens. Now, what are burdens? A burden is an impression from God on your heart. An impression from God on your soul, compelling you to do something. That is a burden. How should I explain it? It's an operation of God that happens in your soul, in your heart, and God with his hand is compelling you to do something. Yeah, that is a burden. Yeah, God, more like God puts his hand on your soul, on your heart, and God is moving that heart, that soul, to do something. Now that is a burden from the Lord, whether to do or to, you know, to go somewhere, to say something. Yeah. So that is a burden. So now intercessions can come in form of a burden. Now let me give you an example. There was a story of a missionary who was traveling on the sea through a boat. You know those boats that used to travel on the sea, on the river. Yeah, so this missionary was doing a work for the Lord in a country, and he happened to be traveling on a boat on the sea, and he was traveling at the midnight hour. Yeah, so as they were traveling, something began to happen. I think a storm came upon the boat, and they were going to sink into the sea. A storm came upon the boat, and whoever is driving the boat could no longer control the boat, so they were going to sink and die. Now, in that very same hour, the Holy Spirit went to someone who is connected to that missionary, maybe a fellow Christian brother to that missionary. The Holy Spirit went to that person, and that person is an intercessor. The Holy Spirit went to that person in his own country. You know, and his own country is very far from where this missionary was. And the Holy Spirit woke up that person from the sleep. And the Holy Spirit put the burden on his hand to start to pray. At first, the brother doesn't know what to pray about. Yeah, but he woke up and began to pray. He began to pray in the spirit. He began to pray in tongues. So he prayed to a point, and he began to see the picture of this missionary that was about to capsize on the sea and die. He began to see his picture, and he began to understand that this man is in danger, and I need to intercede. So he continued to pray. Now, as he was praying, they were struggling to survive on the sea. He continued to pray, so the burden was strong on his heart, and he continued to pray. He prayed for a very long time, and after a while, he felt peace in his heart. He felt like God have answered the prayer, and then he went back to sleep. Now, to cut the long story short, while he was doing that intercession, something mysterious happened. Somehow, the missionary could not explain. Something moved the boat from the middle of the sea to the seashore. They cannot explain what moved the boat. The boat somehow miraculously teleported from the middle of the sea to the seashore. But that was how the missionary survived. Praise the Lord. That was how he survived. So now you can see a practical example of how powerful intercession is. I just want you to understand how the Holy Spirit can use burdens. How we can use burdens to move you to intercede for people. And if you follow those burdens the Holy Spirit would place on your heart, you're going to save a lot of lives. Some people have been given burdens to pray for countries they knew nothing about. Yeah, the Holy Spirit mentioned the name of the countries and told them what to pray for. Many times I found myself praying for people that I don't know. Even the Holy Spirit will mention their names to me and their problems. And these are people that I don't even know. I don't even know where they are living. Yeah, so these are burdens. So I want you to pray that the Spirit of God will give you burdens to pray for people, for nations, and that He will even tell you the problems in their lives. So you are going to say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, put on my heart, put on my soul, burdens for intercessions. Burdens for intercessions. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I have seen people who could not eat for days. They could not eat, they could not drink because of the burden God placed on their heart. They could not sleep because of the burden God placed on their heart. And they began to cry. I began to mourn. I began to weep. They began to plead with God that God will show mercy on people, on places, on nations, on families. Pray that God will do the same thing to you. Say, Father, by your Holy Spirit, put on my soul burdens. Put on my heart burdens for intercession. Burdens that will move me to pray for people. Burdens that will explain the problems problems people are going through to me, so that I can pray for them. Father, give me such burdens. Give me such burdens. Give me burdens, O Lord. Give me burdens, O Lord, to pray for souls all over the world, to pray for nations. Give me burdens to pray for those that are suffering. Give me burdens to pray for those that are sick. Give me burdens to pray for those that are in prison. Give me burdens to pray for those that are addicted to all forms of sin. Oh Lord, fill my soul with your burdens. In the name of Jesus. Give me burdens to pray for my family members. Give me burdens to pray for my relatives. Give me burdens to pray for those that are in problems, those that are in captivities, and so that you can visit them and deliver them and rescue them. Give me such bodies, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, still on in intercession, you are going to pray. As I say, that God is not likely to give you a message for people you are not praying for. Now, for people you do not love. Yeah, because if you love people, that is when you will pray for them, and put your own needs aside and pray for their needs. Yeah. The gift of prophecy becomes powerful when you have love, so much love in your heart for others. Yeah, that is when God will be able to use you to give messages to those people, because you have spent so much time praying for them, because you love them so much. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, and fill my heart with so much love for others, for people, such that I spend time to pray for them, such that the love move me to pray for them. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, fill my heart with so much love for others, so much love for sinners, so much love for people, so much love for nations, such that the love that I have for them will compel me to pray and fast for you to visit them. Oh Lord, give me such love in the name of Jesus. Strong love for others. Strong love for my fellow brethren, for my fellow Christians, strong love for unbelievers, strong love that will move me to pray and fast for you to visit them and change their lives. You may with such kind of love, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, another thing that you need to know about of the manifestation of the spirit of prophecy is that you must be filled with the spirit of prayer. You must be filled with the spirit of prayer. Because some prophecies will not come if you have not prayed to a point. Some prophetic messages or revelations will not come to you if you have not prayed to a point. So you must be someone that prays a lot if God is going to use you to prophesy, to give prophetic messages to people. You must be someone that prays a lot in the spirit. You must be someone that prays a lot in the spirit. So which means, number one, you must be able to pray in the spirit. And number two, you must be able to do that a lot. That is, for long hours. You must be able to pray in the spirit. And you must be able to do that for a long time. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, baptize me into the spirit of prayer, such that I am able to pray until prophetic messages come to me from your throne. The Father, baptize me into the spirit of prayer. Baptize me with the spirit of prayer. To be able to pray in the spirit to the point that prophetic messages begins to come to me. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, baptize me now, baptize me now, baptize me now, in the name of Jesus. When you have this baptism, you will not get tired. You will not get tired. The longer you pray, the stronger you will be. The longer you pray, the stronger you will become. When you have this baptism we are praying for right now, continue to pray. Say, Father, baptize me with the spirit of prayer, with the fire of prayer. Baptize me with the spirit of prayer. Baptize me with the fire of prayer, such that I'm able to pray in the spirit until prophetic messages and revelations and visions begin to come to me from heaven, from your throne. Baptize me now with the spirit of prayer. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Baptize me now, O Lord, with the spirit of prayer, in the name of Jesus. Baptize me with the spirit and fire of prayer, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. While we are still praying, Elijah had that grace of prayer. Yeah, Elijah was such a man that could respect things through prayers. He could change things from the place of prayer. Yeah, and you would know when those things have been reset, have been changed. Yeah, you could change situations from the place of prayer. You could change even the weather from the place of prayer. You are going to pray. God wants to empower people. He wants to empower people to be able to pray for His will to be done in the earth, for His will to prevail in the end. So God is going to empower you to pray. And He will also empower you to work miracles. So He will empower you to pray for the miracles. And then He will also empower you to work the miracles. Now, sometimes you might just be the one to pray for the miracles, and then someone else will be empowered to work it out. And sometimes God will use you both to pray for miracles to happen and also to carry it out physically. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, empower me to be able to pray until things begin to change in the end. Say, Father, empower me to be able to pray until things begin to change in the end. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, empower me. Empower me with authority, with your authority, with your dominion that is able to change things in the end. Empower me to be able to pray until things change. In the end, empower me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Empower me, Father, in the name of Jesus. Empower me with your fire. Empower me with your grace to be able to pray on until things begin to happen in the earth, until lives of people begin to change, until miracles begin to happen. Empower me, Father, to pray with such authority and dominion in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray of four more prayer points. Now, we've talked on prophecy. Yeah, let me read that verse again. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Yeah. Another thing that the Spirit of the Lord God is doing in the head at this time is what I call, or what the Bible calls, the ministry of helps. The ministry of helps. Yeah, the Spirit of the Lord wants to help people. And He wants to use you to help people. He wants to use you to help people. Yeah. Some people, what they need from you is your help. Your help, that is, you take action to help them. Yeah, they do not need your prayers. What they need is that you help them, that you offer physical help to them, that you are able to meet their needs. But that is what they need from you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes to see those that are in need. And empower me to help them. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, open my eyes to see those that are in need. And empower me to help them. Empower me to help them. Empower me to help them. Bless me to help them. In the name of Jesus, move me to help them. Reveal to me those that need my help. And move me to help them. Bless me to help them. Empower me to help them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. I'm sure many of you have come across the scripture that says that Jesus was very rich, but for our sake He became poor, so that we can, through His poverty, become rich. You know, what do you really understand what that verse means? Do you understand what it means when it says that we might through his poverty become rich? Though he has all the riches and wealth of the world, but he became poor, I mean Jesus became poor, so that we through his poverty can become rich. Do you know what that means? Now, this is what it means. It means that Jesus is crying for help every week. Yeah, Jesus is crying for help. Even though he have all the riches and wealth, but yet he doesn't want to provide those riches and wealth. He wants you to come and provide it. Yeah, remember when Jesus said, I was in prison, you visited me. I was hungry, you fed me. I was naked, you clothed me. And the people were asking, we did not see you anywhere being naked. We couldn't, you know, we can't remember seeing you anywhere in prison or in hunger. And Jesus told them that, whenever you do the same, whenever you do those things to your fellow brethren, you have done it to me, or because you did those things to your fellow brethren, you have done it to me. So what that means is that when your fellow brethren is hungry, that is Jesus in hunger right there. When your fellow brethren is suffering, that is Jesus suffering right there. When your fellow brethren is naked, that is Jesus naked right there. Yeah, so that verse says that we might through his poverty become rich. So it means if we feed Jesus, then Jesus will now bless us. If we feed the Jesus that is hungry in people's lives, then the Jesus that is seated on the throne will release your riches and wealth to you. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, open my eyes to see where Jesus needs my help. The Holy Spirit opened my eyes to see those places where Jesus needs my help. So begin to pray like that. The Lord of people, a lot of people are suffering, and Jesus is right there asking for help, and you are doing nothing, and you are so comfortable, and you don't even care. Even people in the church, your fellow Christians, suffering. And Jesus is right there asking for food. And you are doing nothing. And you are so comfortable. So Holy Spirit, open my eyes to see those places where Jesus needs my help, so that I can do what I have the power to do to help, so that I can offer the help that is in my hands. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. Another thing that the Spirit of the Lord God is doing in the earth at this time is to spread the truth. Yeah, to spread the truth. To make the truth of God's kingdom famous. Yeah, so which I can call teaching. Now, the Spirit of the Lord wants the truth to be taught in every place on earth. He wants everyone to learn the truth of God's kingdom. And that was why that verse says the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek, to those good tidings are the truth. So you're going to pray. God wants everyone, every Christian, to be teachers of the truth. Yeah. Tellers of the truth. That is, you tell the truth to everyone. Share the truth to everyone. Teach everyone the truth. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Spirit of the Lord God, come upon me and move me to teach the truth to every creator. Move me to teach the righteousness of God to every creator. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, Spirit of the Living God, rest upon me now. Manifest upon me to teach souls of men the truth that will set them free, to propagate the truth, to spread the truth, to tell the truth. Holy Spirit, preach the truth through my mouth. Preach the truth through me in the name of Jesus. Enable me to preach the truth to every creature. Even the truth that I already know, even the truth in the Bible. Holy Spirit, move me to teach my children. Move me to teach my friends the truth. Move me to teach my neighbors the truth. Move me to teach everyone around me the truth. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, the last prayer point, it says that the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me to proclaim, to open the prison. To proclaim the opening of the prison to them that are bound. To proclaim the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Yeah, so it's saying that the Spirit of the Lord is going to tell those that are bound that they are no longer bound, that the gate of their prisons is now opened. Hallelujah. Yeah. Now God will use you to tell people that are bound that they are no longer bound, that they are now free, only if they can let Jesus into their lives. Yeah. You're going to pray. The people that are bound, they want to hear from your mouth that there is an opening of the prison. Yeah, the people that are bound, they want to hear from us that there is an opening of their prison, that there is a way out of their prison. They do not want to hear you saying that there is no hope for them. They do not want to hear you say that they will perish in their prisons. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, use me to proclaim the opening of prison to those that are bound. Use me to proclaim the opening of prison to those that are bound. Use me to tell those that are in prison that there is a way out and that Jesus is the way out. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Holy Spirit, use me to proclaim the opening of prison to those that are bound. Use me to tell them that there is a way out. Use me to show them the way out. Use me to show them that Jesus has conquered their prisons. Use me to show them that Jesus has conquered their captivities. Holy Spirit, use me to liberate those the enemy have captured. Use me to liberate those that Satan have captured. I believe you're talking to the Lord. So Holy Spirit, use me to liberate those that witchcraft I've captured. Use me to show them the way out. Use me to show them the opening of their prison. Use me to show them the way out of their oppression and slavery. Use me, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this hour spent in your presence. Thank you for your power that is always with us. Thank you for your strength that is working in us. Thank you for your fire that is manifesting through our prayers. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for great things you have done in our lives already. Thank you, Father. Thank you for blessings you have released into our lives already. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the doors the enemy closed that you have now opened unto us. Thank you for now the gates of hell have failed concerning our lives. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that according to your mercies, you visit every life here and help everyone here in Jesus' name. I want your people to tell new stories. I want your people to share new testimonies. Father, let it be so in Jesus' name. Do your works in the lives of everyone here and let a great turnaround happen in their lives. Let them see your mighty miracles in the name of Jesus. I pray that the name of the Lord in your life shall be glorified in Jesus' name. The name of the Lord shall not be shamed in your life in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. I pray that your confessions and declarations shall materialize into miracles in Jesus' name. Everything you have confessed and declared in prayer tonight shall become miracles in your life. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.